Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Just like Shep, you could go to geico.com and save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to the site, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. The great Scott Miller with Bleacher Report is at Target Field right now in Minneapolis watching the Twins going to the bottom of the sixth, home down 2-0, both teams with 5 hits. And Scott, thanks for coming on the show during the important playoff game that you're at. I have to say, the Yankees, they win this game, and they're up 2, and they're doing the job. This series is over.
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, this is how great you are. I told you I'd come on during the game. You were courteous enough to call right in between innings.
That's even better, right?
It is, yeah. We're late going in the bottom of the sixth. 2-0 Yankees, and you know, Twins have had some chances and just haven't been able to cash in. They loaded the bases in the second inning with nobody out and couldn't score a run. And, you know, you just can't miss chances like that against the Yankees. And that's one big reason the Twins are, three innings away from elimination right now, unless they could get something going.
Can you believe, Scott, that literally, I don't even know what it is that's so staggering, but they've lost, I think Carver High told me, like, they're like 2-15 against them or something all time, and like 13 straight losses to the Yankees in postseason play. Like, they are literally, they are owned by the New York Yankees like nothing I've ever seen. Like, it's almost as if they never had a chance going into it, and the games in the Bronx, they killed them.
Yeah, and you're right. It's right now the Twins have lost 15 consecutive playoff games going back to 2004. Tonight would be 16 in a row if they don't come back. 15 in a row. 12 of those 15 have been against the Yankees, 3 against Oakland. And, you know, then as you pointed out, I think it's like 13 in a row against the Yankees because they go back one more beyond that. So the thing is, like, the big talk by the Twins before game one in New York last week, you know, everybody said, rightfully so, hey, this losing streak's got nothing to do with us. You know, none of these players before this year participated in any of those postseasons when they lost to the Yankees. The managers back then were like, you know, Ron Gardenhire,
right,
and Paul Molitor. So the cast of characters has completely changed, but the overall story doesn't. It's, you know, the Big Apple and the Mini Apple for a reason.
Yeah, I guess so. Scott Miller with us, Bleacher Report. I don't think there's anything else to say, frankly, about the series. That's how easy it's been for the Yankees.
Yep.
I'd rather talk about that those two great National League series. What did you think? What did you think of, like, as the Braves today with Acuna and this kid, the second baseman going off?
Albies.
Like, he hit a home run. I mean, these guys are unbelievable the way they played, but then somehow, some way, as usual, Yadi gets it done and they steal that game 5-4. I mean, they were down 4-3 in like the eighth inning, and they somehow won the game. But that series is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a really, really good series. Wednesday's going to be a great day for baseball with those game fives going. And, the Cardinals and Braves, you know, in that series, almost every game's been a nail-biter. Yesterday, the Cardinals were one strike away from going up 2-1 yesterday, and then the Braves come back and beat them. So, you know, now it's 2-2 going to Atlanta for game five. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal series. You know, Adam Wainwright was terrific yesterday for St. Louis. Braves, as you mentioned, stars like Acuna and Albies and on and on and on. You know, Soroka pitched well the other day. Fulton-Nevich pitched well. You know, that's going to be one rocking evening on Wednesday in Atlanta.
Who do you like, Flaherty or Fulton-Nevich in that game Wednesday in Atlanta? Because I have to say this, like, I, at the beginning of the series and when they won the first game, I said, this team, it's the franchise. What if 11 world championships, whatever it is, they just always find a way in the playoffs to get it done. But I have to tell you, I think the Cardinals, I've always believed they'll win. But now I got to tell you, I think the Braves have played better than the Cardinals.
They have. The Braves are really good. They have a lot of weapons. I mean, you know, we talked about Albies and Acuna. I mean, Freddie Freeman is always dangerous. Josh Donaldson. You could go on and on. But I will say this. Nobody has pitched better in the second half since the All-Star game this year than Jack Flaherty. I mean, that includes some horses like Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom in the National League. And, you know, Flaherty is it's hard to go against him. I lean toward the Cardinals winning because of him. But, you know, Atlanta's at home, and that's going to be a you know, that's going to be a boon for the Braves, too. But I'm going to go with the Cardinals. That's how much I like Flaherty. I really think he's terrific.
And then Fulton-Nevich, they'll beat him in that earlier matchup.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's a guy, too, that deserves all kinds of credit because, you know, he got off to such a bad start. You know, it was back in May. They sent him down to the minor leagues. He was going so poorly. And he had a crisis of confidence. He couldn't locate the ball. And he came back, and not only, you know, obviously came back, was recalled from the minor leagues, but, you know, he came back to where Fulton-Nevich's second half has been very, very good.
So Scott Miller with us. He's at the Target Field. What do you think of Scherzer tonight with 7 strikeouts and 7 innings, 1 earned run, and the fact that the Nationals stomped the Dodgers 6-1, and now we've got Bueller Strasburg on Wednesday and Chavez Ravine. Like, it doesn't get any better now. How about the Nationals and Scherzer?
Yeah, that's Scherzer. What a night tonight he had. You know, not to mention coming in and pitching an inning in relief the other night in Los Angeles. You know, I had to chuckle this line after the game today when you know, he was asked in the clubhouse, you know, any chance you can come in relief in game 5. And this is after he's already started, you know, you pitch in relief, you pitch a wild card game. And, yeah, he kind of tongue in cheek said after the game today, but he was serious. There's no way I can pitch in relief on Wednesday. He said, as it is, my arm's just hanging right now. You know, what a gutsy performance. You know, Scherzer's been, for the past few years, probably my favorite pitcher of anybody to watch. Just the stuff he's got, the guts, the emotion he shows on the mound. And it was all there on display tonight. What a phenomenal, phenomenal night for Max Scherzer and for the Washington Nationals. I mean, remember, they're going to game 5 with Strasburg on the mound. Strasburg's been phenomenal this year as well. And he's got a chance. You know, all those years we talked about how Strasburg hasn't quite lived up to expectations. He's had all those injuries. You know, I know there's been a lot of talk. Is he soft? He's got a chance to change a lot of things right on Wednesday night in Los Angeles. And not to mention, remember, that they won the wild card game finally, the Nationals did, but they've never won a playoff series. That franchise, Montreal Expos or Washington Nationals.
Right.
So, you know, they've got a chance to win their first playoff series.
Do you think that I think he's their best pitcher? I really do. Because of the last month of the season, I just thought, because Scherzer struggled so badly, I thought in the end of the season and in the wild card and in this series, Strasburg, to me, has looked the crispest of anyone. He has been his stuff has been filthy.
No question it has been. Yeah, really filthy. And you know what? He's got like 6 postseason starts, like an 0.64 ERA. So, yeah, I mean, he's really good. Now, the only key is, you know, in today's game, Strasburg or even Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander, you know, nobody goes 9 innings. So at some point, Strasburg's got to go as long as he can. They'll probably have Patrick Corbin available in relief, although I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad thing. Like, Corbin's he struggled against the Dodgers in this series. But, you know, the Nationals bullpen is going to come into play at some point on Wednesday night, and they're going to have to – somebody's going to have to stand up big and be a hero after Strasburg. But, you know, it's phenomenal. It's going to be a great, great night. And by the way, Walker Buehler starting for the Dodgers, you know, he doesn't shrink from the spotlight either. That's a fabulous, fabulous pitching matchup.
So let me ask you this last question, Scott, about the Astros and Rays. The Rays came up big today. There's no denying it. They pummeled Greinke. I was surprised to see him give up all those home runs. But do you believe that, because they're going to go with some, you know, patchwork pitching on Tuesday and like an opener, and then they're going to do they have to deal with Verlander. I mean, how are they going to do that tomorrow night? And actually, they think they can do that and beat Justin Verlander? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think good luck. I think Houston's a great team. I still think Houston wins it all, wins the World Series this year. I think they end it tomorrow against Tampa Bay. And at the very least, if Tampa Bay figures out somehow an escape route tomorrow, you know, I think Houston wins it in game five. But I agree with you. I think Verlander going on short rest, which he rarely does. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think this will be his first time in the postseason on short rest. But, you know, I know it's pretty rare. But you know, it's just like Scherzer tonight. I mean, there's certain guys, there are not many of them, but there are a handful of guys. Scherzer's one, Verlander's one,
right.
Garrett Cole's one, where you just hand them the ball and say, stand back, man, it's your night. And they come up big, and I think Verlander will tomorrow.
Wow. One overtime question I'll slip in. So he just said, and Carver High's over here, he's just not having it. You said you like the Astros to win it all. And then Carver High's over here saying he gives us no love, the Bombers, against the Astros. And the Yankees are kicking everyone's ass right now. How good do you think that ALCS will be? Because it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it is. I think it's Astros-Yankees, and I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be really, really good. You know, but I still say Houston in six.
Yeah, listen, screw you.
All right, I love you, Scott.
Scott, great stuff. Thanks for coming on from the game tonight. You're awesome.
All right, buddy. Take care. Twins have a runner on right now.
Yeah, and Judge just made a huge catch in right field, so slow down. Slow down, son. Yankee sweep.
Yep. Really good catch. Yeah, fantastic.
All right, there he is. Thanks, Scott. Scott Miller, Bleacher Report. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, we're going to do Home Depot right here. I know you get excited every week when I do this because doing more is brought to you by the Home Depot. Visit HomeDepot.com for details on flooring, appliances, and bathroom home improvements. I'm always constantly upgrading at the Pharrell Palatial. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. Yadi Molina of the Cardinals tied the game in the eighth inning with an RBI single, then gets up again in the 10th and hits a sack fly to win it in extras walk-off style. Yadi Molina doing more for his team. Brought to you by the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Also, Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader with many of you seeing two of the most dynamic young quarterbacks in the game airing it out when Mahomes and the Chiefs welcome Watson and the Texans, followed by the Cowboys visiting the Jets. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you focused for football in the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. All right, 855-212-4CBS, get you on the bench. So, you know, I'm sitting there watching this Yankee game. They got a runner at second, nobody out. Sanchez up, 2-0. They lead the Twins. They're in the seventh. They're 9 outs away from a sweep. You've seen all this other excitement today with, you know, the Cardinals and then the Nationals hitting all these home runs. Do you think the Twins have it in them, Carver High, for a walk-off win at all? Because that's what they're going to need to win this game. They're going to need to score 3 runs. Do you think they have it in them with 9 outs left?
I do not.
You think it's over?
I do. There's still a chance that the Yankees tack on here in the next couple of innings.
If they tack on, it's really over.
Yeah, I think that the Twins blew a lot of opportunities early in this game to be in the game, whether it be the bases loaded, no out in the second, a couple more guys on in the third. They blew a lot of chances here tonight.
Right. So, I got to tell you, when I watch this Browns team tonight, I mean, they are unbelievable. I mean, it really is it not crazy what they are doing? Like, seriously, like, they're 2-3, but look at their games. So they lost to the Titans 43-13. They lost to the Rams on Sunday night 20-13. And they lost to the Niners tonight 31-3. I mean, honestly, look at, they don't, I mean, 3 points, 13, 3, 13. They don't score any points. They scored once, right? I mean, they scored 13 in that loss, 23 in the win over the Jets, 13 in the loss to the Rams, 40 in the win over the Ravens when they looked their best. How do you go from scoring 40 points against the Ravens to not being able to score against the 49ers on the road? I mean, honestly, they are. You cannot even explain that to me. How can you run the ball with Chubb and pass the ball with Landry and Beckham that well and literally light it up? And that was in Baltimore. And then to go to San Francisco and lay this egg tonight, what does that say about this team, honestly? Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, and I think it also, I think that tonight is, for me, starting to look a little bit closer at the Niners. And I know that the Browns are the team that is always the hot topic, there's no doubt, and you said it perfectly. They're Jekyll and Hyde. I think that this is why this team is going to be, 8-8, 9-7. They're going to be in that area because each week you have no idea what you're getting from them when they step out on the field. And I think tonight they ran into a team that maybe a lot of us were underestimating a little bit. And maybe the Niners are a lot better than we thought. And maybe it's not going to look so bad later on that they got rolled out there tonight.
Dave, Greg Williams on speed dial.
Oh, Jesus. You mean Mr. Bounty?
I tell you what.
Well, they already gave the job to Callahan for now, and they're already, up and down. Am I missing something here? Oh, you mean your guy?
He was there. He was very
good.
But
he's with the Jets now.
I understand that.
So what are you saying? They're going to fire Freddie Kitchens?
First of all, they let him go, and they shouldn't have. Because he finally resurrected that franchise. And Ferrell and Carver, when you hire a guy that has never been a coordinator, you can't expect anything less than what we're seeing. Because with that team and that talent, you can't be 2-3.
Okay, so they let him. They let Williams ran the team last year, right?
He was the interim coach.
And then they got rid of him. He went to the Jets.
He did.
And then they hired Freddie Kitchens as the offensive coordinator, be the head coach. And so now, you're suggesting that they're going to fire Kitchens after 5 games and call up Greg Williams again? It's not happening.
What I'm suggesting is
it's just not happening.
Dorsey made a huge mistake.
That might be the case, but there's no way that they're getting Greg Williams back in Cleveland after he's already coaching with the Jets. And I don't believe I don't even believe they'd call him. They're not even considering that. I think what they're considering is, they have to play Seattle this week at home, and they basically have to win the game. In not so many words, they got to win the game, because if they go to 2-4, they got problems, right? Are they going to turn another stinker in on Sunday? First of all, you have to admit, now you cannot say they're better than anybody. Seattle is better than Cleveland.
Yes.
They're a better football team.
They are.
So the Browns, you don't know which team will show up. You just have no idea who's going to come out on Sunday.
No, and that's going to be the guessing game.
You know what's coming with Russell Wilson.
You know what Russell Wilson's going to bring to the table when he shows up in Cleveland on Sunday. And you do not know which Brown team will show. I get a little bit what you're saying, Shep, but, I mean, defense isn't their problem right now. They hired a guy, because he was tight with Baker last year and wanted to develop Baker Mayfield more. And they're going to end up firing this guy at the end of the year. They go 8-8. Freddie Kitchens isn't going to be the coach next year. It's just that simple.
But they're not going to fire him in midseason.
No. He's going to be coach all year. There's no question about that, because in the NFL, you can't bring in some guy in the middle of the year to run a thing. You're going to put some interim guy who's already on the staff. That's for something like the Redskins. When your season's over and you're 0-5, that's when you start doing that stuff. When you're still legitimately in the mix, you're not going to do that.
So Callahan's going to coach the Redskins, and then they're in the offseason. They're saying more than that, Brinson, Lagavore, they're all suggesting, remember this, that Tomlin is the next coach of the Washington Redskins. That's what they're all saying is a done deal. And is that not tampering in itself?
I think they're suggesting that they're going to go hard after him. That's what they're suggesting. They're suggesting that they are going to go to the Steelers or Mike Tomlin's agent, and they're going to say, listen, If we can get you out of Pittsburgh, we're going to pay you X amount of money. Now, he makes about $7 million now as the coach of the Steelers. I think he's the fifth or sixth or seventh highest paid coach.
You're going to pay that guy $10 million to coach the Washington Redskins?
If you want him that badly, you might. If they knock on his door and they say, we're going to give you 11.
He's not even worth 7.
If they knock on his door and say, we're going to give you 11 and let you run the team, you're telling me that he wouldn't want to go?
Oh, I think that if they offered him $10 million and total power, he will go.
Of course he will.
But he is not worth $10 million. He's not even worth 7.
We know that he's not worth that.
But
what does Daniel Snyder think he's worth?
I mean, he's just digging his own grave again because that guy, listen, I'll give you, fair enough that he won a Super Bowl, but do you really think the reason why they won that Super Bowl was him?
Went to another one.
He went to two. He won one. Do you really think the reason that they're winning Super Bowls is him? Because I have a different opinion. I think that the reason they won and went to those Super Bowls was Ben Roethlisberger. No one ever wants to give that guy credit for anything. They blame him for everything. Your boy Brown blamed him for everything. Bell didn't blame him for everything, but Brown did. Brown just, let's just face facts on this tool. He hates everyone. He hates women, he hates men, he hates his teammates, he hates the media, he hates the weather, he hates God. So I don't care what he thinks. Bottom line is, he doesn't have a job anymore. He's suing the league. He's not going to win. He's not going to win because everybody hates him, including the league. The league hates him. So they're going to make sure he loses that too. That guy will never sniff that $40 million. You know what? Ever. So, but I'll tell you this. Ben Roethlisberger is the reason he put up all those numbers. And he's the reason they went to Super Bowls. Now, I won't deny Tomlin's a good coach, but he's not a great coach. There's no way you can say he's a great coach. He's not a great coach. I've told you, the great coach, Bill, in this league is, no pun intended, is Bill Belichick. There's no one else. There is no one else in the entire league that's great. They keep trying to sell you that McVay's great. He's great at nothing. All I've heard is how he's a genius and he's great. And his team just keeps losing. Okay, so whatever. And they, you know, they lost the Super Bowl too. And you know what he said? I overthought it. I was too prepared. Like, shut up. Just stop. You lost because Belichick's better than you. That's why you lost. Stop selling me that he's brighter than everyone and he's the whole coaching tree nonsense. I won't have it. I'm not going to listen to it. Bottom line is that his team now looks old and toasted. Old and toasted. That team, what are they giving up, 50 a week? They gave up 85 points in 2 weeks. They're not going to the Super Bowl. Not with that defense. What are they going to get younger as the season goes on? Going to get healthier as the season goes on? That doesn't happen either. I'm asking the question this week, will the Niners go in there and beat their ass? Because everyone else is. Everyone else is. Meanwhile, they call him a genius, all these morons that work in this league. All these genius writers and broadcasters, and they're all everybody trying to sell you their crap on television. Trust me, you. He's not winning. Win what? What's he winning?
Nothing so far.
There you go.
Very
big
game.
There's one coach that's great. Everyone else is good at best.
Well, yeah, there's the great coach by himself at the top.
Thank you.
Then the next level is very good. Guys who have maybe won Super Bowls. Peyton, Pete Carroll. You got to put Tomlin there with those guys. I mean, you probably don't, you know, you're putting Tomlin with Carroll and Peyton. I'm putting them with guys who have won one, you know.
Well,
John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
I will give him very good based on the fact that he's been to the playoffs like 8 of 12 years or something.
I think
he belongs
in that tier with those
guys.
Fair
enough. And he's going to get all this money in Washington. But you just can't sell me he's worth $10 million.
I can't sell you that any coach.
I can't even tell you he's worth $7 million. I literally $5 million I could live with.
But Daniel Snyder's nuts, and he wants to change everything down there. And if that means handing that guy a check that says 10.5 or $11 million per, and saying you can pick the players,
and do you think that
he's going to go do it?
Do you think Jay Gruden is going to be on?
He'll be an assistant somewhere.
But for the Raiders?
Oh, I don't know about that.
For his brother, are they going to do the whole?
Maybe.
Well, Lockett Forrest said he'll be on the sideline with the Raiders in Vegas next year.
There's a lot of people that feel that he will get another head coaching shot because
Oh, Jesus. Can we go like 3 or 4 years without him standing on the sideline losing?
Because he's
we all get a break from that?
He was given obviously a raw deal here, if you want to look at it, because those Redskins are a very dysfunctional franchise.
They're really, and their GM tells you they're functional. Here's about as functional as they are. Redskins player quoted today, it was time. Too much laziness and stubborn Shaq going on around here. Folks not taking Shaq serious. Look at Snapchat during practice. Come on now. You know who I'm talking about. Guys we're talking about. We'll see how it goes. That's a player on the team admitting that they're all just absolutely checked out. They don't listen to him. They don't take it seriously. They don't even care about practice or games. All they want is their money. And during practice, they're taking pictures and doing Snapchat in the middle of practice because they're so pathetic. You know who else used to do that nonsense? Brown. He used to film himself, remember, at practice and in the locker room. It's embarrassing.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, everybody's talking about it. Everyone's joining. Everybody knows it. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. It's the best site for picks. All the college and pros, I killed it in college Saturday, had a crappy pro week. Baseball, through the playoffs, every game, hockey, every game, nightly, boxing, MMA, every big fight. Triple G, all the UFC, I hit. Hoops coming up right around the corner. Try it, you'll love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today, hide the money from your wife. You're going to need to do that. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, what's it like running the show with the 360 machine gone now? We haven't had it for about a year now. We asked them to fix it, and they, on their list of priorities around here of things to do, I've noticed that I'm like, have you ever seen the old Yellow Pages that used to be like as thick, like for a big city like New York, it was like as thick as a television set? We're the last page. It's the last page of things to do at CBS Sports Radio is fix Pharrell's 360 machine. Shep, what's it like doing a show without all the drops and machine that was so awesome with all my... That was Bob Knight. David Letterman there. So what is the deal, Shep? Did you or did Mafia have like this cachet of clips that you're using right now? Because Mafia never runs those anymore.
Well, listen, man.
Are these guys on strike or something? Because
no.
They don't Carver High's not in on this. I'm saying because they don't fix my machine, and then Mafia doesn't he doesn't load that thing with like you have it loaded. I haven't heard any of those clips. Have you, Carver High, ever? I've heard them on my 360, but not on the computer in here. What do they have, thousands of them stashed? Are they all Pharrell Show folder or
yeah,
just your own?
You've been on the radio for a hot minute.
Right.
So to get those drops is not difficult, but I will say this, Moff and Carf have like 1,000 things that they're doing. So when I work your show...
He doesn't run the 360, and he rarely... Like, he runs the show if we're on the road, but
right.
He doesn't even want to deal with all of it. But you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right, Carver? Like, this is a huge scandal here.
I haven't heard any of these drives.
No, but is it not crazy that... Have I not joked on the
He's
air?
He's getting these from somewhere else, because the only ones that are on our main Pharrell folder, one that we usually put up there, is the...
It's gone.
The beer, the shot, and the... The drum cymbal, and the flare ones. Like honestly,
he's got it down.
The Dangerfield and all these other things that he's pulling out right now. Like he pulled those from somewhere else.
Okay, let me ask you this question: do you feel that I've joked about the 360 machine now for like 6 months to a year? Have I not made fun of it? Like, hey, do you think we'll ever get the 360 machine back?
Right.
That's a emphatic thud no, because that's just. Finished, gone forever, right?
Well, we heard it was moving up the list of priorities around here eventually.
Oh, it was actually moving up?
Apparently, allegedly. I don't know.
That it's making progress? Like there's a potential?
Like it's getting closer to the top of the list of priorities.
Are you serious? Like a Howard Cosell there. Was that like a waiting list at a restaurant or something? We're moving up the food chain or waiting list to get into the kids' private school? Or would I have Felicity Huffman sneak me in for... A cash payment.
I guess that could have helped here.
Do you think we'll ever see it again? So you're it sounds to me like you think we're going to see it again.
Maybe not in this calendar year, but
what about
I feel
in this
like,
lifetime?
I feel like it will be back.
All right, Ed in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Ferrell? How are you doing?
Hey, bro.
Hey, go ahead and give me three of those good ones. I need three more of them since the Nationals sent this to a game five.
Get him some shots there, Shep. He's very thirsty, and his team is celebrating going back to Los Angeles for game five. There you go.
Yeah, so look, I think, here's the thing. I think this is like, what, the second, maybe even third time since they've been to the playoffs that they've faced the Dodgers. And I think the Dodgers have messed up here. Here's why. You have continued throughout this series to let a team like the Nationals, who were dead and out at the beginning of the season in 1931.
Right.
People saying they didn't even belong here. They squeaked in and won eight straight games to end their season. They came back at the very tail end of that wild card game, and they're making the Dodgers pay when they aren't on. You cannot continue to let a team like the Nationals, a wild card team, hang around and think you're just going to keep winning these games. There's Dodgers fans on Twitter or you know social media if you look at it and say, "This is how can this Dodgers team disappear like this in the playoffs with their hitting, and then just be all out in a regular season?"
But I mean, that's not accurate. Like, what happened What happened on Sunday? Like, didn't they score 10 runs?
They torched it. So that's my thing, though. See, but they reappear, they disappear. Can you continue to do that in a playoff game? You cannot get to, because at some point, you're going to get tired when you got to keep going 10 runs, 8 runs, 6 runs. You can't keep doing that. And I think the Nationals got it. I'm sorry. I just think they do. You got Strasburg and Buehler. You got Strasburg, who was on last time. You got Buehler, who was on last time. But how many times do the Dodgers need to keep relying on Buehler when Kershaw sucks, man? Kershaw stinks now. I mean, he hasn't been good this year.
Listen, it all sounds wonderful, Ed, but I don't believe that Kershaw sucks, for one, okay? And secondly, you know, he said, well, how can this guy just keep winning, Buehler? Like, he's, like, convinced himself, like, in his driveway or something, that there's no way this guy can just keep winning, but that's what he does.
Just to be fair.
Does Garrett Cole keep winning? And this is one of the contrarian guys. Well, you know, it's just going to end one of these days because it just can't keep happening, can it? And do you think that the Nationals, because they won today, have some kind of an edge on Wednesday in Los Angeles? How about zero?
Nobody has an edge on Wednesday.
There's no edge at all.
Game. Do you want to know who has an edge in both those games on Wednesday? Whoever comes out and is throwing the ball the best when the game starts. Whoever has the best starting pitcher coming. And even that sometimes doesn't win you the game. I mean, we've seen with bullpens here nowadays. But game five, anything can happen. Baseball is the hardest sport. You get that carryover day-to-day because the starting pitcher means so much. You know, you could say the Nationals have all this momentum and things like that. What happens if Strasburg gets racked in the first inning on Wednesday night? Where'd all that momentum go? And all about how you pitch. That's what matters.
Right.
And by the way, can we slow down on Kershaw? I know maybe not from his Cy Young years, but he only went a crisp 16-5 with a 3.03 this year.
Yeah, like, so, I don't believe I
so
already
just,
said that.
Let's
that,
just
I don't
slow
believe.
Down.
He
that
sucks.
Stuff.
Like, this guy's just convinced himself of all these atrocities about the Dodgers. Did you hear what he said? How can they just keep going out and winning and scoring 10 runs, 8 runs, 6 runs? Don't they get tired? Did you hear what he said? They have to get tired at some point? Like, you're just convincing yourself. How about this for a stat? Your team has never advanced besides that wild card game. Ever. Just once. You won one game. You've never won a series. You won one game. That's not even a series. That's a wild card game. You've won one wild card game.
Right. You haven't won a series.
You've never won a series. A wild card game is a one game play-in, right? You're sitting here telling me they can't just keep scoring runs and winning, and don't they get tired? But you're telling me that your team that's never won jack shack, that you're going to tell me that they have this in the bag? A team that always finds a way to lose, they got it in the bag? Yeah, whatever, dude. I hope you're right for your sake. And don't bother calling me to tell me you're right if they win, because I don't give a rat's ass. How's that sound? Mary in Virginia, get her a Guinness.
Hey, thank you for the Guinness. Wow, that's a great one to follow.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm going to enjoy the night that we had tonight.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea than to just sell us that. Like, what he was trying to do was sell us that the Dodgers suck and that the Nationals are just the most fantastic thing ever.
No, I'm not going there. I'm just going to enjoy tonight and hope to God that we could keep the momentum going.
Yeah, I don't even believe there is such a thing. Like, no. I think it's a brand new game.
I do too.
That's it. There's no momentum. What is this? A football game? A hockey game? Like carrying it from the second to the third period? I don't understand. What is momentum? Is that like a game face?
Well, I agree with what Carter High said. I think whoever goes out there and handles the bean out there.
Captain Obvious here. I mean, the guy that pitches the best game will probably win, right? Like you would think. Maybe how about a guy hits three home runs? You think he'll have a shot at winning? Like, whoever scores the most runs is going to win the game.
I think that'll work.
You know what I mean? And then, the guy that gives up the most runs is going to lose.
Yep.
And so it's going to come down to Buehler or Strasburg. Now, I will not deny, this is for the guy Ed, too, I will not deny that I love Strasburg in this game, that this guy's the best pitcher on the team. In my opinion, he's your best pitcher.
Yeah.
Right now, he's the best. His stuff has been absolutely scintillating and filthy. That's all there is to it. Scherzer came out tonight. Didn't he give up a home run right off the bat again tonight? Like, I don't trust him as far as you could spit from one start to the next or one day to the next. But I'll tell you this. I think he's a great pitcher, but I don't trust him right now the way he's been pitching. Tonight he pitched good. Tomorrow, I don't know, because I don't think you'll see him Wednesday. Now, if they put him in there Wednesday, I'll be shocked because he pitched Monday.
They were talking to him after the game, and he said his arm's hanging on by a thread.
Well, that's why I don't want him anywhere near that mound. All I'm telling you is Strasburg can do it. If there's anyone that can do it, it's him. I have a feeling, the Dodgers are at home where they love to play, where they won. They've won 7 straight division titles. They've been to 2 straight World Series, and Buehler's their best pitcher. And the guy's like, he can't just keep winning, can he? Well, sure he can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like telling me Gerrit Cole, he hasn't lost a game in 3 months, but he sucks now all of a sudden.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.